Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. Life is short and the world is wide. There are thousands of odd, quirky places to go and things to see at home and abroad. Buckle up. This is Destination Unknown. Here's your tour guide, Elizabeth Doherty.
We can always wish for destinations. I cannot partake in these destinations for various reasons.
Okay. But what is our destination today?
It's actually a selection.
Okay.
Of a few different places called Drunk Vacations.
Oh, no.
Because every once in a while,
you just need
a drunk vacation.
Uh-huh.
My most favorite drunk vacation back when I used to drink was New Orleans.
That entire town is a drunk vacation.
I think I was drinking the entire time I was there. Now, we've been there since then, mm-hmm. and have had nothing.
Nothing, yeah. All right, so in the short amount of time we have here, pick the top five and let's roll through them.
Portland.
Which one, Maine or Oregon?
Oregon.
Okay, I was going to say Portland, Maine doesn't sound like a city where you'd go to, you know. But Portland, Oregon right now definitely would be a place where you'd want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Denver.
Uh-huh.
See, Denver, I thought they'd be smoking weed, not drinking.
Probably both.
That's a pretty dangerous combination.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, New Orleans is number three.
New Orleans is number three. Lots of places in the city of New Orleans to do that.
L.A. is number four. What?
Keep going through your list here.
Are you squinting at me because that wasn't with me? Is that why you're squinting at me?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Austin, Texas.
I can see that.
I only saw the airport.
Yeah, knowing what we know about Austin, I want to, you know, have a little bit.
Secession T-shirt.
Yes. At the airport, we saw these T-shirts on sale. They were begging Texans to secede from the rest of the United States.
Well, they were begging
States.
Austin, weren't they?
They may have.
I think the rest of Texas might go, sure, no
sure,
problem.
Leave.
See ya.
Just go.
Anyway, Stockholm, Sweden. I have not been there. I know people have been there, but I have not been there.
Also, this is an international list. It's not just domestic. Okay, go ahead. Stockholm.
San Diego. I've been to San Diego.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember a lot of drinking there.
Uh-huh.
Some, but not a lot. Montreal. Have not been there. I was supposed to go there, but we didn't go. Vancouver. I've never been there. Seattle. I don't think I've been there. And, of course, New York.
As the top drinking destinations.
Yeah, I wasn't a big club goer in New York because it kind of scares me, that whole club scene in New York. But I would say of this list, New Orleans would be my
favorite.
Probably
the top.
Yeah, because, I mean, nobody cares.
Well, that's what the whole city is built around.
I mean, you start with breakfast at Brennan's.
Uh-huh.
And they have a list of breakfast drinks, cocktails for breakfast. I'm not kidding.
And then you just go from there the rest of the day.
The rest of the whole day. Until about 3 o'clock when you need a nap.
We have to find a way to get this show cleared in the or aired in the city of New Orleans. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I won't be drinking in New Orleans, but I would interview people who are drinking in New Orleans.
Yes, that would be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if they still have the X-rated stuff there.
Who knows? So many changes. You know, after Hurricane Katrina.
You got to be careful where you walk in New Orleans, because you could walk into a place that you think is a bar or something, and it could be, you know,
a live sex show.
Yes, with naked people.
Well, that's what live sex would be. Would be
like
naked people.
A boxing ring kind of deal. Don't ask how I know that.
I don't want to know how you know that.
Okay. But anyway.
All right, so there you go. Your pick
is
New Orleans.
I've had a lot of fun in my life.
I understand that. Your pick would be New Orleans.
My personal pick would be New Orleans.
You know what? Who's surprisingly not on the list is Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with all the beer that's created there. You would think that.
There are a lot of drunk people in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
Because these are drunk vacations, not drinking vacations. There's a difference.
Oh.
See, Napa Valley would be a drinking vacation.
Yeah.
Well, that's our list for this week. You can see all of them at foodnationradio.com. We'll be right here next week. and every weekend.
Thank you.
Beef jerky. It's a great in-between meal snack, and your body will love that extra protein. Holy Cow Beef Jerky is a family-owned company that starts with the best handcrafted cuts of American meat, seasons them with an amazing combination of flavors, dehydrates them, and ships them right to your door. It's fresh and packed full of flavor. Order now at HolyCowBeefJerky.com. Funny name, great-tasting beef jerky. HolyCowBeefJerky.com. That's HolyCowBeefJerky.com.
You're seeing the word organic all over the grocery store, but it was family-owned Fry Vineyards that produced the very first USDA-certified organic wine. That means no pesticides, no herbicides, no added sulfites, and never any GMOs. Join Fry's Organic Wine of the Month Club. They'll handpick and deliver right to your door. Fry Wines, a full line of delicious award-winning wines in select stores and online at frywine.com. That's FREYwine.com.
It's time to make Orlando, Florida, your personal playground with Rosen Hotels and Resorts' Funcation Package. Come stay at a Rosen Hotel. Enjoy BOGO meals at many of the hotel's fabulous restaurants, including the award-winning Jack's Place restaurant, and take advantage of deep discounts at many of the area's family-friendly attractions. Packages start at just $59 a night plus tax. Make reservations now at 866-33-ROSEN or visit rosenhotels.com/funcation.
This is the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty.